Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I'm not sure whose baby this is. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm writing in to get some advice for my brother because he's been duped by his wife. She's been in and out of his life for years and doing whatever she wanted to do in the marriage. He told us that his wife has never cheated on him, but I beg to differ because their baby came out looking like he's the son of Colonel Sanders. We call him Light Bright because he is not getting any darker. My brother is a caramel color and his wife is a little bit lighter than he is, but not as clear colored as the baby. My brother said they got a DNA test done, but he didn't follow up with the results because he knows it's his baby. He's a sucker for his wife, and I can't stand to see him mistreated. She's always with her Caucasian best friend, and I think that girl's brother is the baby daddy. I called my sister-in-law about a month ago, and I told her I want to sit down with her and go over the DNA test with her. She acted a fool and told me if I came close to her house, she'd have me arrested. That sealed the deal for me, and I'm going to get my own test done the next time my mama keeps the baby. My mom said that they have some Caucasian people down the line in their family, but those would have had to be some strong genes to make the baby this pale. I know you're probably thinking I should mind my business, but wouldn't you want your brother to know what's up? And what's worse is he might know, and he's overlooking the facts because he wants to please this woman and be a good dad. If he is happy, should I let it go, or should I try to help him see the light? You already answered the question in your letter, and I know you care and you want the best for your brother. I get it. I have a brother that I love very, very much, but you cannot want more for him, this grown man brother of yours, than he wants for himself. You said this woman, his wife, has been in and out of his life for years. He takes her back every time, and this time with a baby that may or may not be his. So her bad behavior is nothing new to him, okay? He knows exactly who she is. As hard as it is for you to sit back and watch all of this go down, this is none of your business. Like you said in the letter, this is between a husband and wife, period. I know you want to know if the baby is really your niece or nephew, but your brother has already accepted the baby as his. So if you interfere now and get the DNA results on your own when the baby comes to stay with your mom, please just keep it to yourself. Your brother obviously wants this baby. He wants to be a good dad. He's claiming the baby. So what is your meddling going to do? I'll tell you what it's going to do. It's really going to drive a wedge between you and your brother, and you may or may not be able to bounce back from that. So I say leave it alone, sis. He doesn't want to know the truth if the baby is not his, and he's saying the baby is his. So this is his decision, not yours. Stay out of it. Steve?
I could go so many different directions with this letter. Shirley nailed it for me. I mean, stop. You said it in your letter. It's none of your business. You're taking up a case that your brother not even taking up. Yeah, you so worried about who baby this is, you more worried about it than your brother. You know, you think he been duped by his wife. He may very well have been. She's been in and out of his life for years. That's probably the case. And she's done whatever she wanted to do within the marriage. You might be able to verify and prove all that. He told y'all his wife ain't ever cheated on him. You beg to differ. You think it's not true. Because the baby came out looking like Colonel Sanders. Now, that's some Benjamin Butts ass statement right there. You trying to tell me this baby looked like an old white man? That's what you're trying to tell me? I don't think so. But if that's what you want to do to try to clarify your point, then fine. Your brother is caramel colored and his wife is a little bit lighter than he is. Wait a minute now. It ain't a dark-skinned person in this letter so far. And you mad because the baby pale. And you on this color spectrum that you working on the color spectrum. We can't help you because we don't know what color you talking about. You talking about caramel, lighter than that, brighter, light, bright, pale. You using all these terms. You just don't like the lady, what it seemed like to me. And that's what your focus is. And, you know, he's a sucker for his wife. I can't stand to see him mistreated. You know, she's always with her Caucasian's best friend, and I think that girl's brother is the baby daddy. You done put a whole story together. Then you said I called my sister-in-law and told her I wanted to sit down with her and go over the DNA test with her. You got a lot of nerve. I got to tell you something. You got a lot of nerve. I know you got cussed out. I know you got cussed out. Because, first of all, you going to sit down and go over the DNA test with her. It's not your DNA test. And she cut up a fool and came and said if I came close to her house, she'd have me arrested. Well, that sealed the deal for me. I'm going to get my own test done next time my mama keep the baby. My mama said they got some Caucasian people down. Girl, where you going with all this? If they happy, why you in it? But I have the perfect solution when we come back.
All right.
I know exactly what this is about when we come back.
All right, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I'm not sure whose baby this is. We'll try and get to the bottom of it with part two of Steve's response coming up right after this.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I'm not sure whose baby this is.
We have a problem in this letter right here. We got a woman that's so damn nosy. She's upset that she feels her brother's wife, who has been in and out of the marriage, is using him and mistreating him. All of this could be true. They got a baby, and you don't think the baby is his because the baby came out looking like Colonel Sanders. He caramel colored, and his wife is a little bit lighter than him, and the baby lighter than both of them. So damn what? But you all up in it. Now you want to have your own DNA test done. You done threatened the girl, asked her, could you come over to the house and sit up with her and discuss the DNA test? She went off on you, cussed you out, told you if you come anywhere near the house, she'd have you arrested. Well, that sealed the deal for you because now you're going to get your own DNA test done next time your mom over there keeping the baby. You're going to go over there and swab the baby mouth. Girl, what's wrong with you? Your brother ain't said nothing. Your brother said they did a DNA test, but he ain't followed with the roots, followed with the results because he knows it's his baby. If your brother want to go down that road, what is it to you? But I know you're probably thinking I should mind my business. You got that right. You damn right about that. We all on that. But wouldn't you want your brother to know what's up? Not if he don't want to know. And what's worse, he might know and he's overlooking the fact because he wants to please this woman. And which is the other reason you need to stay out of it, because if that's his reason for doing it, what you got to do with that? If he's happy, should I let it go or try to help him see the light? My friends, feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me that all you want to do is use me. But my answer to all that use me stuff is I just want to spread the news that if it feels this good getting you, or you just keep on using me until you use me up.
Yeah.
Bill Withers wrote a song about this called Use Me. My brother, that this is in this case is your sister.
Yeah.
My brother, he sent me right down and he talked to me. He told me that I ought to not let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when our talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. Oh, you just keep on using me until you use me, huh? Boy, that was a jam. It explains this whole thing. But then he even came to this. He even said, sometimes it's true. You really do abuse me. Ooh. You get me in a crowd of high class people and you act real rude to me. But baby, when you love me, I can't get enough.
At all.
Talking about you using people, it all depends on what you do. It ain't too bad the way you're using me, cause I sure am using you to do the things you do. Do you understand what's happening here? Bill Withers did, and he wrote a song about it.
Leave your brother.
Use me. And just keep on using me until you use me up. That's what this letter's about. I have nothing else to say to you.
He
like what's happening to him.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it. She doing some things to him back at the house. You're not going to be able to count it with the little white baby and nothing else.
What else you got?
What else you got? Yes, the baby white. Yes.
Baby white.
But this is what families do, though.
But when we at the house, though, have you seen what she do to me? I'm talking about, you talking about the baby look like Colonel Sanders. I'm telling you, this is as good as his chicken.
Two pieces of biscuit.
This is finger licking good. You up in here. You on me about something that ain't finna change. I'm telling you right now, this is finger licking good. I'm not going nowhere. I don't give a damn who baby is. I know the baby was born with a little black bow tie on. I saw it. I know the baby hair white. I know it. I know the baby looks just like it ought to be on the side of a bucket of chicken. I got that. But have you tasted her chicken?
Leave your comments on today's strawberry letter on Instagram and on Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.